When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Oh, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
It's very true. 11:36, lunchtime with the invasion right around the corner. So get ready for it. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. Here in about 15 minutes or so, Zach Martin says goodbye with a brilliant article in the Players Tribune. We'll talk about that. But it is our weekly Thursday staple, boy, music.
And you guys know me, and you've been hanging around me a lot knowing that I always have a song in my head. And since Ticket Stock, I've had three that's been rotating. One was because I helped Ham with What a Fool Believes, so that's been in my head. I helped Justin,
yes,
with Black Daddy, the old Black Betty, and that's been in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then since the passing of Roberta Flack, it's been Killing Me Softly. Those are the three that's been rotating in my head. And now the two of those three I know for sure are covers. Because we talked about the one with Black Betty. It's an old school song that they sped up. You wouldn't even recognize it if it hadn't been for the words, that was the same tune that they covered.
Yeah, I had
and
no
then
idea.
The Roberta Flack, that's everyone knows about the Fugees and Lauryn Hill with that cover of Roberta Flack. But Roberta Flack's song, Killing Me Softly, is a cover. So got me thinking about different songs that you may not think at all that are covers.
Okay.
But they are. So this is on me because all the songs that I'm presenting to you, I had no clue they were covers. They may be known to some other people, but to me, I did not know. I just discovered this yesterday. So We've all heard The Beatles, 1963. We've heard Twist and Shout, right?
Oh, of course, yes. Ferris Bueller sang it.
And a lot of different versions of Twist and Shout. But to my knowledge, I thought this was the original. Of Twist and Shout. I thought this was the original one. I know the Osley Brothers did a version of this, and others have done a version of this. Well, this is not the original. This is a cover. This one came out in 1963. Let's go to 1961 to a group called The Top Notes for Twist and Shout.
That's crazy.
Now, all the time, it seems like some of the covers are better than the original.
Kind of sounds like the Beatles improved upon this.
I love music from like the 50s and early 60s because it's so innocent.
Right, right. He's into it. But yeah, this is the original. The 1961, The Top Notes with Twist and Shout. Never heard of this group. I never heard this version before last night.
The Top Notes.
The Top Notes.
Boy, generic.
All right, this is the one I had to... No. Let's go here. Because I definitely thought this one was an original. Let's go to 1981, and I don't even have to introduce it. As soon as you hear it, you'll know exactly what it is.
Obviously, Joan Jett.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Yeah.
1981. I love rock and roll. Had no clue this is a cover. And it is. So let's go to 1975. And the group is named The Arrows.
Interesting. I knew she must have been about 17.
The Beatles go got a bit of a Steven Tyler vibe going on. Play my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me. Yeah, me. Said I love
just a rip. It is. 6 years later, said, hey, man, I'll make this song better. And
okay,
never heard of the Arrows, but Joan Jett.
The Arrows.
Was a hit. This one surprised me a whole lot.
Okay.
Really did. Again, you have some songs that you just don't even need to introduce. Let's go back to 1983.
This is a cover? I had no idea. I thought Cyndi Lauper just came up with this.
Do your own thing.
Huge MTV hit.
Come on, it's a great song.
I'm an MTV baby. They played this religiously. And it's true, girls just want to have fun.
Well, she's screaming it at you, so obviously it is true. Well, man, let's take it back to 1979, because Robert Hazard had a song titled Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
That's cool with the guitar coming in on that. Okay. Gosh, way faster. The guitar, that's awesome. I had no idea that was a cover. Yeah, I feel like I could sing like this guy. Maybe I missed my calling. So they really won.
I just had to get to the breakdown. Yeah.
Come on.
Robert Hazard, 1979 with Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Of course, everyone knows the version of this tune.
Back in 1967. What you want, baby? No way, really?
I feel like this era and that music, you can almost assume all 50-60% of the songs on these albums are covers.
And you'll hear something say, man, I can do that song better. Let's go. And it was just probably a free-for-all way back then. You hear anything, you just throw it down, and that's what you want to do. So yeah, of course, this is Aretha Franklin with Respect. 1967. But yes, Respect is a cover, Matt, because back in 1965...
And they're so, like, it's interesting to me that the years, 2 years later, and then that right. Cyndi Lauper one was just 4 years later.
Right. This is 1965. This is Otis Redding, with Respect.
That's bold, covering Otis Redding 2 years later?
But you're Aretha Franklin, so.
This is dope.
This is badass.
This is dope. God, that voice, dude.
Like, leading up to it, I thought, man, all of the covers are way better than the original.
Dude, this one.
I don't know about this one. And that's probably
iconic,
one of her, you know, most famous songs. But
this is.
Yeah, this cat is so smooth.
Yeah, man.
Anything Otis Redding throws down is going to sound good. And this is, it's a different style. She put her own twist on it for sure. He didn't spell out the name at the end like she did. She put that own twist on it. But this song is groovy. Hey, little girl,
you are sweet as the honey. Yeah, that's really good.
And
man. I'm about to give you all of my money.
okay. All right. I'm sorry. I had to listen to that one. That is groovy. That's probably the one that we have the original that's better than the cover. All right. I asked you, I had to check and see if you knew this song because I didn't know if I was familiar with the cover, but I know the band is Red Hot and it's Red Hot Chili Peppers. I didn't mean no pun intended, but check this out. Higher Ground. And this one is probably more known than the ones that I've presented. Yeah, I didn't know the name, and I listened to it. Like, oh, yeah, I've heard this before. And you talked about the dates being close together as far as those covering, like Otis Redding and Aretha Franklin a couple years apart. Girls Just Want to Have Fun was 4 years apart. This one has the biggest distance in between because this is a cover of a Stevie Wonder song from 1973.
Wow.
Which is called High Ground. And out of the ones that I've mentioned, I feel like there are people out there that, okay, yeah, I definitely knew this was a Stevie Wonder song from Red Hot Chili Peppers, but wanted to present it because this song is it's pretty good. So I have one more to present to you, and one more is going to be involving Stevie Wonder also, because this is one of his well-known grooves, I think. If you say, all right, start naming some Stevie Wonder songs, I don't think you get too far down the list.
Without, I just called to say I love you?
No. Without hearing Superstition.
Yeah. So he covered this song.
Aha. He did.
Wow.
This is classic Stevie, just the sound. I say it's classic Stevie, and it's a cover.
Right? Yeah.
But no, it's one. If you don't get far down the list, yeah, without Stevie Wonder songs, without saying Superstition, this is a big one. But he didn't wait long at all, because I do believe, and I have to look at the credits of the song to see, that Jeff Beck and Stevie Wonder worked pretty closely together on this tune. But this is a cover of Jeff Beck's Superstition. Stevie put his foot in it.
Stevie's better.
This, you can tell this is kind of the shell, and it's not a bad tune, but then you listen to Stevie, though, okay, he put a little something, put a little oomph into it to make it sound the way it sounded, and that's one of his bigger hits, but yeah. And I think it came out, both came out in the same year.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So there you go. I was just having fun with covers, man, because I've had.
Can I play you one that I discovered last night?
Absolutely.
Is there another music chord?
Oh, no, here you go.
Yeah,
I'm unplugging that.
I'm just gonna try. So we were watching this TV show last night. You guys are going to know this immediately. And that's cool. And this song comes on, and I know you're going to hate it, but whatever. Because I heard this, and...
We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me.
Isn't that nuts?
Who is that?
It's some duo, Aaron Wright and Jill Andrews.
Is that the original?
No, this is, they covered Starships, right. We Built the City.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Sounds like James Blunt covered it.
Where did you hear this?
This new show that's on Hulu called Paradise.
Okay, right.
So I don't want to ruin the show, but they build the city, and this played on one of the episodes. I was like,
you just immediately gave it 5 stars. Like, this is my favorite show of all time. Right, that's board music for this week.
Isn't that nuts?
Covers are awesome, man. I love it. I was just doing a deep dive in it. No, I want to ride out on that song.
I already closed it out. Sorry.
He doesn't know how to do radio.
No.